This is the Kinky Cast. This is an adult, sexually explicit podcast. If you are under 18 years old, please stop the podcast now. This is episode 30 of our weekly exploration in the kinky world of BDSM and alternative relationships. Today the Beast visits a kinky house party. Here's our hosts Woody and the Beast.
Welcome to another Kinky Cast. The Beast is on the road this week, but before he goes, he's sitting right across the table. Hey, Beast.
Hey, Woody. It's a great day in the neighborhood.
You had even a better day when you went to the house party.
Yes, I did. Went to see the White House, and it's actually a red brick in the middle of a cornfield, but the owner named it the White House, and he's quite proud of it.
And he's not the president.
He's the president of his own little universe.
Ah, okay. So that's why you should have a White House, I suppose.
Yes, he's the commander-in-chief at the White House parties, rather ongoing affair up in Kentucky, and we are pleasured to have an invite. I've known Daddy Dream Master for many, many years, and we got an invite to come and sit with his guest and talk with them for our listeners.
This is really an interesting thing. If people haven't been to a house party, and these are kind of a mix of private and public environment, right?
Very, very, very much. You know a lot of the people there, but you don't know everybody because there's always somebody bringing a guest. You are playing in front of others. You're playing in a public setting, but it's yet behind the closed doors of a house. Nobody paid to be there. They are all there as guests of the host. And the play can run from the non-existent. We saw very little play at the time we were there. I understand there was more play occurring at 3 and 4 in the morning because the White House parties often run to dawn. The play can be from very mild to very extreme. And this play party has a lot of electrical play we hear. It's a very interesting event.
How do you get invited?
You know somebody that knows somebody. In my case, I've known Daddy Dream Master for many years, and I took a guest that he welcomed in based on my vouching for her. And she's a newbie, a 25-year-old, and you'll hear her interview in the cast. And she's a very new to the community, and she got the invite through me. So you know somebody. She knew somebody who knew somebody.
When you're at the party, what is
the policy on food and drink?
The policy is BYOB at most house parties. You don't drink your host alcohol. This is an alcohol-friendly party, so you bring your own alcohol. Many people bring their own particular blend to share with the world, and you bring food. If you're drinking, you need to be eating. Just think of any house party with or without play, and the same basic concept applies. You bring your food, you bring your jovial self, and you enjoy with others.
In the U.S. BDSM straight world, alcohol is often considered a taboo. You'll never find a public play venue where alcohol is allowed. But in private venues,
yes,
you will find it.
Yes, very much the case. You do have a few public venues that are very controversial, that are alcohol-friendly. But for the most part, the public venues aren't, whether it be liability. My thought is settling for the lowest common denominator, which is to exclude it. But in the private house parties, alcohol is a very common occurrence. And the host is not afraid to collect the keys if need be.
And that is required, and especially when you have a dominant host that can just say,
give me the keys.
You had, in this case, both the host, Daddy Dream Master, and his roommate, Sinister Minister, both are rather imposing individuals that can block the door if need be. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, mm-hmm. the White House is in the middle of a cornfield way back in the backwoods of this rural part of Kentucky. So you literally need a map to get there. GPS worked for the most part, but my GPS even got confused a couple of times getting there. And my guest, Slotly Sub, was getting a little nervous on the drive in during daylight. On the drive out, she had had plenty to drink. She was feeling good. She was asleep in the back seat. So she missed most of the drive out.
Probably not the kind of place you want to take somebody that's completely new, because going off into a cornfield in Kentucky is a little
intimidating. And the host has mentioned that a few people did get overwhelmed once or twice and did take off running into the cornfield to appear again the next morning. So you do have to be a bit more self-reliant in those situations.
Ooh, that's good for mindfuck.
Yes, it is.
Like that. Without any further ado, we're going to toss to the beast at the house party.
We're coming to you this weekend from a house party. We're talking to a serious house party host. He's a veteran of many such affairs. And we're here with, and I'll let the lovely Ann introduce him.
This is Daddy.
Hello.
Hello, Daddy. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Daddy.
Well, I have been in the lifestyle for well over 30 years. Both roles. I started out as a submissive. Under some of your tutelage, you'll probably remember that I switched up and became a dominant.
A very good one.
Yes. Thank you. But it's been about 50-50. I've been about 15 years as submissive, about 20 so years as dominant.
And what's your kinks? Besides, obviously, the daddy gives us some clues. What are you into?
My forte is spanking. I've quite literally written the book on spanking. It's kind of an erotic, natural thing for me. So that's my specialty. I'm also fairly good with newbies. I read bodies pretty good. So somebody new, I generally say, you want to play with daddy first and get accustomed to what it's like. And hopefully I'll get to play somebody new tonight.
Oh, I noticed that there were several new lovely ladies out there. And we have a mix of people here tonight in the house. Is this a typical mix?
This is a typical mix. We, at least at the moment, we've got a few more new people than we normally have. And people tend to show up kind of late for some of these parties because they quite often will go till the sun comes up.
Oh, wow. This is a typical crowd, and the fact that we got a mix of people. What draws people to the house party?
I think it's a good place to play. We have a small dungeon set up, and we've got another play area up here. Tonight we're experiencing some technical difficulties with the air conditioning, but we will get through it one way or another.
Summer's in the south. So they come to the house party, and me and you both have been to commercial ventures, and there's a different atmosphere in the commercial play space and the house party.
Oh, yes. It's much more personalized here, more relaxed. It's just a more of a party atmosphere. That has kind of gotten us in a little trouble, but the worst case was... it was a little bit noisy for people to hit subspace during a scene.
That's an interesting problem. If
yes.
That's your worst one.
That's the worst one. It's the worst thing that's ever happened here.
And for our listeners that are fairly new, subspace is this wonderful thing. We will ask somebody else about subspace later. The house party, and there's a difference in the commercial venue and the house party, and one is it's a party, so there is alcohol involved.
Yes.
In the gay leather community, which we both have played on the fringe of, that's a big thing in the gay community is drinking and fucking and all of that. And we don't see that in the commercial venues for various reasons. But in the house party, people can be a little more relaxed.
Yes. And we've got several safety precautions in place. Tonight's party, we've got 3 experienced certified dungeon monitors. We've all been trained. And one of the things that we look for, and it's our sole discretion if somebody is sober enough to play, if we don't feel like you're sober enough to play, then you don't get to play.
So there is no problem really mixing alcohol. Play and good times is not a problem.
No, never been a problem.
It just has to be all done in moderation and good common sense.
Yes.
And I noticed that the crowd was of all ages. Now,
yes.
You have already given away a bit about yourself, your 30 years of experience. And I've already given away a bit about myself, my decades of experience. But we have newbies down there that are, some of them, I think I may need to check their driver's license before I go too close to them. I'm sure that's not the problem, but they look young. And then we have some more of our age generation people. That's an unusual mix in the real world, you know. You know, people usually are flocked to their age groups. What makes a house party different in that respect?
It's probably that relaxed atmosphere that we have, but it works very well for us. We very seldom have any conflicts between the older generation and the newbies that are coming in. I know I brought one brand newbie with me tonight. She's never seen a scene. She got a very fast education on the way here.
Oh, wow. Picked her up at the airport, so to speak.
Yes. So I didn't want to get her here and have her go running screaming into the night.
And I know that I brought a guest, a fairly new 25-year-old, and you took great pains to make sure that she was orientated to the atmosphere and the concepts and so forth, because me and you were on the phone today, and you were already on, had worked out a communication with her so she would feel comfortable and knowledgeable about what she was coming to when she came to this party tonight.
Yes. Everyone that's here tonight that has not been here before has gotten that basic orientation. They've gotten the basic, what we call house rules. Every house is different, but they've been presented with the house rules. They've been presented with a document that covers safety. They've been introduced to the dungeon monitors. So it's just, we would rather err on the side of safety.
And you try to keep all this as invisible as possible so it doesn't kill the vibe, I notice. It doesn't seem to upset the energy at all.
No, and we've had two different concepts. I borrowed something from a joint venture that you and I used to be a part of many years ago.
Many years ago.
Where anybody new that comes in the door gets a tour.
Yes.
So I'm the type of person, I want to go up to you, I want to shake your hand, I want to welcome you to my home, and then I'm going to show you around. And while you're at it, you have a few minutes to talk about our Lord and Savior safety.
I like that. Okay. And for our listeners, there's a bit of a, let me describe the atmosphere that we're in here. We're in the rural part of a border state between the North and South. We're in the Amish country. We actually saw some Amish farmers on the way in. We're in the cornfield. This is a very out-of-the-way place that allows for some great options inside and outside the house. This is just a wonderful venue. But when he says his house, this is literally where you live, isn't it?
Yes, this is my home.
Are you worried about bringing people into your home?
It is a concern, which is one of the reasons that we take the precaution to talk to people before they get here. We had tonight's party several people that we had not personally met, but the general rule of thumb is we have to know you, or someone we know has to know you and they have to vouch for you. That is the general rule. We've had a couple of people here tonight that we couldn't get that much vetting on, so we took that extra step ourselves to go outside and approach these people.
So you went out and you met these people and got the feel for them?
Yes, or called them, spoke with them on the phone, yes.
As I've told our listeners, we are out in the rural parts of the state, and where's the nearest commercial play space? Is how far away?
Commercial would be about 65 to 75 miles.
So it's not a short drive.
No.
And this is not uncommon in much of the country where people aren't right up close to the play space. And this is the way people have to get their kink on and meet others in the lifestyle, which is, I think we both share the, it's important to network.
Yes.
In the community, so you're not, you don't feel alone, and you have that safety net when you network with others. How, other house parties, because we're out here. I know you're not the only one doing house parties. What's the general feel for other parties you've been to?
There are a couple of regulars I go to. One is with a very lovely lady that's hosting the party that's also at her home. Now, their separate PlayStation space is an outbuilding that's actually away from their house, so nobody has to go into the house. There is an outbuilding for people to play in, and that's where they've got some fairly well-recycled dungeon equipment, if I might throw that in there.
Yes, you might. I think we both were at a party just on July 4th at this venue, and some of the play equipment that was there has made the circle through several different groups now and has a quite bit of character and energy in its own right.
Yes.
This group holds regular play parties.
Yes, they plays. Do.
They go through a similar vetting process, I think, also.
Very similar, yes.
But this still allows people to find parties fairly easily and get involved.
And if I might, there is another area that hosts regular parties. But they are for mostly invite only. Now, they've had some pretty big crowds for an invite only party, but that's how they vet the people that are there. And it's a much more relaxed atmosphere. I would feel comfortable getting intoxicated there. And even though this is my home, probably won't get intoxicated. I'll throw a few down, but that's going to be the end of it.
But you're the host, and ultimately it falls on your shoulders.
It does.
What happens? And if you go to somebody else's, you can relax, and the host is ultimately responsible. Any fears about that responsibility?
I haven't had anything yet that has given me cause to have a big fear. There are concerns. Especially when we're some of our larger parties. Just a few weeks ago, we had a glowing summer party. We had over 80 people here.
Wow.
I was one busy boy all night long.
And you were a happy camper, though.
Oh, yes, 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 very much so. But quite literally, till the sun came up, I'm doing something for someone one way or another.
I don't think the listeners that haven't hosted a party understand the pressures of the host. They are immense, aren't they? There's always fires to put out, figuratively, we hope.
Yes.
There's always somebody needing a bit of a moment to catch themselves when we're in this heady, hedonistic atmosphere. Sometimes people get in and just the plain keeping toilet paper in the bathroom sometimes is a chore.
You're exactly right, because that is one of the responsibilities. You need to make sure that you've got plenty of food to snack on. You need to make sure that the ice is replenished, that the toilet paper is replenished. Well, that there's even toilet paper here in the first place sometimes. We've had to put out last-minute calls for some pretty strange stuff. If you're on your way here...
Well, and that's where the network comes in handy at.
Yes.
And as I said, even though we are 65 miles from a major urban area, there is still a thriving kink community in this area.
A very large one. As someone just recently pointed out on FetLife.
Yes.
There are, in what we call this community, 760 names in that list. As far as the towns that are associated with this community, there's roughly 2,000.
2,000. And when our listeners think that's a huge number, but we are still talking about a small portion of the people that probably are kinky still
yes.
are included on this number. And how many of those 2,000 would you say you personally know?
200-300 maybe.
And you have how many friends yourself? I have 600. 601, I think.
Yeah. Well, you say personally no. If you count people that I've talked to over the internet, then that number goes up exponentially.
Oh, but. Okay. Now we're talking. Okay.
Yeah, but out of people, no, that I've met face-to-face, I've shook their hand, I've had some personal level of interaction with, yeah. But as far as people that I interact with regularly on the internet, yeah, that number is quite a bit higher, and it's worldwide.
What would be your advice for people that are wanting to have parties in their own home with a kinky bend? Because there is a distinct difference between a kinky party and a non-kinky party. And can you share what those differences are?
It's been so long since I've been to a non-kinky party, I'm not sure I can. But I will make an effort at it. Usually at some of the non-kinky parties, my experience is it's a younger crowd. They like to drink more. They like to get wild. And we just don't see that. Even though alcohol is allowed here, even though people are running around naked, we just don't get the wild college fraternity atmosphere. Probably because it is a kinky event, and people tend to respect one another, respect that, respect this house for that. So
it is interesting, while we have much more seemingly explicit behavior from our guests, their level of respect for each other is much higher too.
Yes.
Which is incredibly interesting. And some of our listeners may hear that we have fireworks going on in the background. That's just part of being out in the country. You can have that. What about the outdoor space? What's your feeling on the outdoor space?
I love outdoor scenes. We actually have a means to tie people to trees that are out in the front yard. If you kind of incognito, so you may need somebody to point that out to you, but we do have the means for that. We have, I call them kinky torches, but tiki torches. One of the more attractive scenes I have seen was in the fall. We placed the tiki torches around the play area, which in this case was a tree, and there was a fog rolling in.
Oh.
And it was just tremendous sight to be able to see, because you had this little halo of light and surrounded completely by fog. And it was even quite misty inside the play area itself.
Oh, wow. That must have been visually stunning.
Yes, it was.
And the energy for the players must have been piqued by the ambiance of this situation. How many guests are we expecting tonight?
I believe we had 30 confirmed. This would be one of our smaller parties, but from experience, we might have 50 show up.
So you just never, never know.
You never know. People are supposed to RSVP. They're supposed to confirm their presence, but there are people that quite literally will decide at the last minute to come on out here. This is why people, I mean, some people won't even get here at midnight or later. And we have even drawn people from the commercial venues.
Into the commercial venues.
They were in the commercial venue, and they left because there was more action going on up here than there was.
That is simply amazing. What type of action will we see? Nobody's required to play that comes.
No.
There is this atmosphere of mutual respect, as we've already talked. No means no. The standard safe words, red, yellow, green.
Right. And the house safe word is bah, because everybody in the country knows that bah means no.
Ah. Living out here, I didn't bring my boots. some of our listeners may get the reference. Anything else you like to add?
I think you were starting to allude to what types of play might you see here.
Yes, I was.
And so I was already formulating that answer, so that's what you're going to get.
No, go for it. Go for it, please. What types of play are we going to see?
We've done fire cupping. We've done straight out fire play. Wax play. We have a wax pot. We have the equipment for that. My roommate and one of the co-hosts here, he's quite experienced in electrical play.
I noticed him walking around with a violet wand on his hip in a holster.
Yes, and He is very good at that, so you're sure to see some of that. One thing that he and I do quite a bit of, and it is actually co-taught people. We've played together so many times that we can just communicate with looks, hand signals, and just do a totally impromptu scene just off of that.
Anne's eyes is sparkling. She's the mic stand for Daddy here, and her eyes are sparkling at the ideal of two men. Yes, and now her eyes are batting, and I want to encourage you, Daddy, to take advantage of this.
I just might have to do that.
Listeners, we're going to be grabbing some comments from our guests as the evening goes on. We're going to take a short break for now because I think our theme tonight is a film, Repo, the Genetic Opera.
That is correct. From time to time, we have movie night, and this is one of those. The young lady down there, we call her the hostess of the party because it was her idea. She asked to use our venue, and we just certainly went along. But we've got coming up, we've got a Rocky Horror Picture Show party, which is something that we do annually.
With Shadowcast.
Yes, with Shadowcast. And I probably shouldn't admit this, but last year, all the virgins, they all had to wear white granny panties and or just white tidy whities if they were males and just plain white bras to signify that they were a Rocky Horror Picture Show virgin.
Brad and Janet. I was actually Frank for a Rocky Horror Picture Show 1 year, and my girl said never again because they're sweeping up hair for months after the shaving.
I was Dr. Scott, and
I saw your antique wheelchair on the front porch.
I had the antique wheelchair, and it was pretty easy to borrow some heels, and I had some hose. One of the more interesting things is I actually put that picture on Facebook, and most of the people that I work with, now they're wanting to come to a Rocky Horror Picture Show party.
Oh, my. The guest list grows.
It might be a separate party. Then.
Might be. Yes. Might be. We want to thank Daddy Dreammaster for hosting us tonight. Be sure to look him up on FET and praise his wonderful work. He's been working tirelessly in this community for a number of years, trying to bring safe venues and safe exploration to the members. And we'll be back with you in a little bit with talking to some of these guests, hopefully while they're still able to form coherent sentences from play or whatever others. So thank you again, Daddy.
All right. Thank you.
We are here at Daddy's house party, and we have one of the attendees here.
I am the Sinister Minister. I'm one of the group leaders of the White House group on FetLife and also live here.
So you live here?
Yes, I do.
So this is your party, too, in a respect?
In a sense, yes, by proxy.
And tell us about this party.
We're here to have a movie night. We're going to be watching Repo, the Genetic Opera, which I've actually never seen before, so I'm looking forward to that. And also, like most of our parties, to socialize and enjoy each other's company, and eventually things usually get kinky.
Usually get kinky.
Yes.
So this is a social venue and a kink venue.
And it's also a place to learn. People come out here for private sessions and training and stuff like that all the time. And I like to think we do the community some good. It's done a lot for me, and I'm always looking for a chance to give back.
And I noticed you walking around earlier with a holster.
Yes.
And a violet wand in it. Tell us about that.
It's a violet wand built by Dr. Clockwork in New Jersey. You can buy violet wands at adult toy stores, but Dr. Clockwork, his are very high quality. They're actually meant for professional and repeated use, not just kind of an occasional, you know, bedroom tryst. What I did was I took a holster that was meant to hold a drill that I picked up at a Lowe's warehouse or Home Depot or something, and I just kind of converted it to a holster for my violet wand because I got tired of trying to hold the wand in one hand and whatever implement I was doing in the other hand. This allows me a lot more freedom and gives me two hands to work with instead of just one.
So when you put the body contact in, you got something to hold your wand?
Absolutely. And also, if I stick the body contact probe in the waistband of my pants or shorts or whatever, I can actually have both hands free. So I can do electrostimulation with my fingers and have a metal implement at the same time.
Oh, wow. And for our listeners, we interviewed Dr. Clockwork at the Southeast Leather Fest, and you can find that interview on our podcast list. And please look them up. So what do you think of this venue, the whole party house party concept?
I think the house parties are really important. I mean, it's nice to have clubs to go to, but it's also nice. It's a little bit more of an intimate, laid-back setting than being at a club with all the noise and music and things like that. Not that it can't get loud out here. Halloween is our biggest party of the year. We usually have between 50 and 80 people crammed in this house. And then there's just debauchery going on everywhere, as it should be.
And I've noticed people are scattered all over the house, engaged in typical house party going on, gathered around the food table, out on the porch talking, smoking. But here we have a naked man.
Yes, we do, and a quite beautiful one at that, if I might say so myself.
Which is such a strange thing for a house party.
Oh, nudity. We don't require nudity, but we do actively encourage it.
Well, and with this specimen, I'm glad you do.
Aren't we all?
I'm glad you do. Thank you, Sinister Minister, for talking with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we have the lovely Slightly Sub here with us. And tell us, Slightly Sub, this is your first Kinky House Party also.
Yes, it is.
And this is also your first month into all of this adventure.
Yes, it is.
So tell me, is this a comfort thing? Are you comfortable here?
I am very comfortable here.
Because I know you're a former college student. You're a graduate, so you did the college partying.
Oh, yes.
And what's different about this party than your house parties in college?
Well, everything here is consensual, and I can tell somebody no, and again, no means no. Whereas at college parties, no does not necessarily mean no, and there's new people into the group, and you don't know what they're going to do. Whereas here, everything's a little bit more planned out.
And you know your host has vetted all these people to some degree, because you went through some vetting yourself this morning, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What was the process that you went through this morning? You talked to the host and about the rules and what to expect and so forth.
Yes, he went through the rules of the house, and he gave me a brief description of the house along with what would be expected. Whereas in vanilla life, you don't get that.
And I say you still have your clothes on.
I do.
And I regret that for me. And the lovely Kay, who's sitting next to us, also still has her clothes on, even though we have a little nudity already going on. How's that feel? I mean, at a regular house party, a naked person would be a bit unnerving, I think, wouldn't it?
Well, a naked person at a regular or a vanilla house party would be drunk as hell, to say the least. And they would probably be on the ground at this point. But, I mean, I don't know. It's just very laid back, very casual, and everyone's very open and accepting here.
All right. We talked to Kay, and Kay's planning on losing her clothes and her inhibitions later. What about you?
I may lose some clothes. It really depends on the person I am with. And the negotiations.
And negotiations. Explain that to, we have new listeners as well as veteran listeners. What are negotiations?
That is where the two people come together, or, well, more than two people.
More than two? Oh, you are a fun girl.
Definitely. But that's where everyone comes together, and they discuss what they wish to have happen, what may happen, what is to not happen.
And this is something that once you make these negotiations, the expectation is everybody's going to to abide by these rules, and that you're cast, that are temporary rules, but the rules for the moment.
Yes. And if for whatever reason someone decides that they cannot handle it anymore, then they can choose to leave.
And that's where the safe words come in at?
Yes.
And what are those words again? Since you're a newbie, let me hear them.
Green is go. Yellow means slow down or pause. And red is stop.
So red is the word. And I think I heard Daddy said the house word safe word is bah.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Slightly Sub, for joining us tonight. We have the actual hostess with us right now. We have
Raisin Kitty.
What gave you the idea to have a house party?
We usually do a rocky one once in a while, and I know that Repo is more of a today cult kind of rocky, kind of. But it's very popular. Usually it's popular with shadow casting as well, like Rocky is. So I decided, hey, let's do it. And I was going to be doing it at where I live, but it's way too small. So we decided I'd ask Daddy, and he said, yeah. So they are co-hosting the night, and right after the movie, it's going to be a play party.
And I understand you're in a bit of a contest yourself tonight, a drinking contest.
Oh, yes.
And how is that going for you?
Very well.
Are you winning?
No.
No, you're not winning.
No.
Raisin Kitty, we appreciate you putting this party together and pulling this great group of people together. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're at Daddy Dreams Master Party with Kay, K-A-Y.
Woohoo!
Now, Kay, this is an interesting event for you.
Yes.
Why?
Because it's fun, and I never get to have fun because I got kids and I'm always locked at home. No kids.
But even more interesting, this is your first.
Yes.
Such
it is.
Party.
I'm so proud, aren't I? Yeah.
Did you feel comfortable in coming to this house party?
Yes.
What made you comfortable?
Daddy. He's the awesomest guy in the world.
This is different than a regular house party.
Yes. Because
you got a naked man walking around.
Yeah.
And you know there's toys of pain and pleasure in the back room.
You mean fun, right?
Fun. But do you feel comfortable in this environment? Safe?
Yes, very much.
More so or less so than a regular house party?
More so.
More so. Why?
Because I don't trust anybody at a regular house party. You never know where those people are going to go.
But at this party,
you know where they're going to go.
You know. So there's a preconceived idea.
Oh, yeah.
So you are more relaxed.
Yeah.
Oh, great. So
here you can say no, and it's a no. At a regular party, you say no, and you're still screwed. That's it.
A no means no here.
Yes.
And that's not always the case at another party.
No.
You have been to other parties, obviously.
Yes.
You're a fun girl, right?
I try.
You try. Do you live in this area?
Yeah.
So this is an option compared to the 65 miles to go to the commercial play space.
Right.
And a couple cities over.
Yes.
Does that help you in being able to partake in your kink?
Yes, it does. I love it, too.
Have you played before?
Once.
Once. Yes. So we might say you play twice?
I probably will.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
Maybe 3 times.
We'll be on the lookout for that. All right. Thank you, Kay.
Oh, you want to play with me? You got to talk to Daddy.
I see that you're wearing a name tag of sorts.
Yes.
It says, "See Daddy."
Yes, sir.
Tell our listeners what that means.
That means if you want to play with me or fondle me, you have to talk to Daddy first. You can't just get my permission. You have to have his, too.
And that's an extra layer of safety and comfort for you.
Yes,
that
sir.
You can relax and know that people are going to
keep
obey
you safe.
This item.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, great. So that's a new thing at this type of house party that you don't find at the others.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Kay. I'm with
Dominatrix Marilyn,
who is new to this area.
Yes.
And this is exciting.
Very.
This is your first party at the White House?
Yes, it is.
But this is not your first house party.
No, it is not.
And the topic of this episode is about house parties.
Mm-hmm.
You have been around the Midwest.
Yes.
Tell us about in your experience about house parties.
House parties, for the most part, are usually fabulous, depending upon how they are ran, as long as everyone has there are certain parameters for how they run their house parties from once you're in the kink community.
What sets a kink house party apart from a vanilla house party?
People are are usually a little bit better mannered.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is, especially when there are rules for the house and expectations.
These expectations, they actually follow them.
Yes, normally, or you don't get invited back, or you're asked to leave.
You can have even more serious repercussions in the community.
Yes, King community may be international, but it's still a very small, incestuous community when it gets
we
down to it.
Incestuous a lot. I like to say our family tree is a wreath.
Yes, it is the best way to put that, actually. I like that.
And we were comparing notes earlier, and we even had some crossover. And the first time we had laid eyes on each other, we had some people that we knew that was in common.
Yes.
The house party is a safer environment for the new people to come to.
Yes, but you still want them to come out to public events to get to know other people before they come to a house party, because you're coming to someone's private home when you're going to a house party normally. So you really still want to come out to a public event. They're more low-key than a lot of people think they are. They hear a public event and they're like, oh my God, I might see my friends or family there. But if they do, they end up meeting so many wonderful people directly and indirectly, and they end up getting invited to these private house parties where they end up meeting so many more people.
And what about the play? For people that haven't played before, the house party gives them, does it give them a safe venue for this first exploration?
Normally it does. It gives them a chance to see what's going on, what's available, gives them an opportunity to ask questions, see how things should be done safely.
You, though, are big on public event organizing.
Yes,
you
I am.
You told me that you were the, how did you put this, the reservation queen?
Yes. I can pick up a phone and make a wonderful reservation.
And I think you told me a story about something about reservations in a cemetery.
Yes. I mentioned wanting to do a midnight walk through a cemetery and have like a picnic / tea in it one night. And I had a bunch of people pop up. Oh, well, you can't do that. You can't do that. It's not legal. Well, it is if you talk to the right people.
And you can always find the right person.
You make enough phone calls and you do enough searches, you ask the right person, and they know who to hook you up to ask the right person after that, and you find out who you need to talk to make it happen.
To make it happen.
Yes.
And you're a mover.
I'd like to think so.
The slosh. You organize sloshes.
Yes.
That's a fairly new concept here. We're in the South, and alcohol is a little more taboo.
Yes.
All that. For our listeners, they're new. What is a slosh?
A slosh is kind of like a munch, but it's usually held at a bar instead. And again, the nice part about sloshes, it's a little lower cost for people. A munch, you're expected most times, depending on where it's held at, to be there on time, so everyone can order together. And the establishment generally frowns upon someone just showing up and ordering a glass of water and not eating. In the long run, you're taking money out of the establishment's pocket, you're taking up a seat. You're taking money out of the server's pocket. But at a slosh, no one's going to give you grief for not drinking at a bar. You can order a Coke and sit there all night and nurse it. Or you can order one beer and sit there and nurse it all night. No one is going to give you any grief for that.
So the slosh is a still another relaxed format for people
yes.
to come and meet others.
And so many people feel if they need one or two drinks to open up. That's fine. As long as you don't get stupid.
Well, and that's where your moderators and your organizers
yes.
help to keep all of us safe in the community.
Frequently, the hosts will open up their house and offer to DD people or find DDs or even let people crash at their own house.
So you're moving to our area. We're getting this great new resource.
Yes, I'm moving to Nashville.
Oh, great. We're going to be happy to see you.
And I'm looking very forward to living here.
I'm sure that you're going to be back on the Kinky Cast in the future.
I'm sure that will happen.
Thank you, Dominatrix Marilyn.
Yes.
It's been great having you here.
And thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to episode 30 of the Kinky Cast. Today we featured a visit to a house party. The Kinky Cast is a production of Rooster in the Round. On behalf of Woody and the Beast, I'm Max. See you next week when we hear from Master Sergeant.